Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people discover what their deepest soul purpose is in life and be able to infuse that into a business that brings them true fulfillment. So I am super excited to introduce Rebecca Welch Moorhead. Now, Rebecca is a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Her desire to own her own businesses stems back into her childhood when she dreamed of having her own bookstore and coffee shop. Now, over her young adult years, she began to doubt her dreams and focused on the typical American path: go to college, get a job, and retire. Now, Rebecca tried that, but was very unhappy, which led her on a now over 12-year journey into personal growth and development, following the teachings of Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, and Jennifer Jade, just to name a few. Now, her obsession with personal growth and business development has blossomed into a coaching practice in which she empowers women to grow soul-aligned businesses that are not only fulfilling, but highly profitable as well. Well, welcome, Rebecca. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're helping women gain the insights needed to grow successful businesses. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah. So I am curious, of course, top of mind question for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I had in mind that I wanted to do some sort of life coaching for quite a few years, but I really didn't know much about it or how to get into it. I spent a few years running an e-commerce business where I sold handmade products. And during that time, I took a lot of courses. I learned about branding. I learned about marketing. I learned about social media marketing, all these sorts of things that you need to do when you're running your own business. And about 2 years ago, I realized that I had all this knowledge and experience, and I wanted to share it with other women who were also running businesses to help them grow the business that they desire.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because those are really important components of growing a successful business. But for a lot of people, it's a complete mystery.
Right.
To be able to stand out in the online space, which, let's face it, it's pretty much that's where you market now, is in the online space, and creating that branding. And it sounds like you paired some skills that you gained along the way in building your e-commerce business with this early desire that you had of wanting to do some life coaching.
Yes.
So that combined the two, and business coaching and life coaching now together. So how long have you had your own business and life coaching practice, and has your mission or vision evolved during that time?
So I started just over a year ago, I'll say almost 18 months now. Okay. And my vision has really been pretty consistent since that time. Okay. Along the way, I've been learning more, and I just kind of see a little bit of expansion going on. I do see the coaching practice growing into other things where maybe I'm doing some more speaking events, possibly having a show like online or podcast. Mm-hmm. But overall, as far as the mission, it's pretty much stayed the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great to have that clarity right from the beginning. A lot of coaches and entrepreneurs, you know, they start out with one idea and then all of a sudden things just start morphing, and either by thin threads or by a complete realization that, this isn't quite right, isn't exactly it, then they start going down a different path. But it sounds like you had that clarity, you know, right from the beginning, like I said, with that early understanding of life coaching and really wanting to pursue that, and then gaining these business skills, seems like a perfect pairing and obviously a huge need out there. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching practice?
Oh, definitely. I have had some opinions from, you know, other people that I've had to sort of overcome or realize that, you know, their opinions are their opinions, and I don't have to allow that to influence my own beliefs. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's not easy. Right. So, you know, when you have people just doubting or having negative opinions, it's sometimes a real skill to learn to shut that out and to focus on what you believe and your own values.
Definitely, definitely. Especially if those people are, you know, people in your tight circle, you know, of influence, right? Some people that are close to you. And let's face it, you know, life coaching, business coaching isn't something that is widely known by a lot of people. So they can't even begin to understand, but yet it's so easy for people to give advice, right?
Exactly.
And that's the frustrating part, because it's like, okay, well, do you really know what you're, you know, supporting or not supporting me with? Because I don't know that you know the need for this work that I'm providing. So, well, can you share maybe a technique or a tactic that you use to, like you said, kind of shore yourself up and not let negative opinions affect you as much?
Right. So for that, I think it's most important that we really focus on ourselves and our own goals and really making that commitment to why we're doing the work we're doing, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And really understanding, like you said, that especially for coaches and life coaching, business coaching, not everyone is familiar with this type of work and not everyone understands it. And so just giving them the benefit of the doubt that they may not really understand what you're doing, and that could be where those negative opinions and doubt is coming from. It's really from just a lack of understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely something to keep in mind as far as just questioning the source, we always say, right. But yeah, I love that. Just honor the vision or the why. You know, that moment of clarity when you saw the need and you aligned, like I said, with your zone of genius. You had the vision, your zone of genius, and then the courage to take that out and create a business where you're serving others. So yeah, and I find it always curious in my mind, you know, here we have these professional athletes that are at these high level competitions. You know, I mean, these are the best of the best, like at the Olympics and all the World Cups and the national championships, international championships, worldwide championships. And who do they have by their side? A coach, right? And exactly. These are the best of the best athletes. These are the cream of the crop, but they have a coach. They all have coaches. In fact, if you don't have a coach, you're considered weird. You know, it's like, wow, you're really, you know, out there, you're flying by the seat of your pants. But yet in business where everything's on the line, you know, to create an impact, a successful business, build that aligned soul, aligned business. And a business coach? Well, what's that all about? You know, so it's just interesting to me, that these two separate ways of approaching the need or the the results of having somebody who's already been down the path before you help you get there in a more successful way. And, you know, obviously, Rebecca, you are an expert at helping women align their souls with their zones of genius so they can build thriving businesses. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, definitely. I will say that over this past, year or two, mainly with coaching, when you're selling a service that you're providing to people, and in a way you're selling yourself. So that's something that I had to get comfortable with. I had to get comfortable with me as the product on the table and not a physical product.
Yes. Oh yeah. That is definitely a huge difference, because with a physical product, it's, you know, you can take a look at the specs and you can maybe even lift it up or, you know, take it for a test drive or, you know, all these things that are physical, tangible things that you can assess through your senses. With the work that you're doing, the outcomes, are they tangible? Are they real? Well, could be. You know, the results of growing a thriving business, what does that look like? Like we talked about in your intro, a profitable business. What does that look like? Well, it's the gross receipts are surpassing the expenses, you know, to where it's producing a thriving business that sustains the business owner and covers all the expenses and grows and scales. So that's tangible. So there are ways of bringing the tangible into the service aspect, or, you know, you're selling me, I'm selling my brain, my knowledge, my skill set, my intuitiveness, you know, and all the things that you bring into that you offer. So, well, is there a specific challenge or frustration that you would like some insight around?
Well, Wendy, I would love if you have any advice for, like, during sales calls, when perhaps like you're speaking to a prospective client and you're kind of, you know, discovering what their needs are, determining whether you're the best person to help them, like that transition into when you make the offer. Do you have any advice on doing that really smoothly?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'd love to provide you with a little bit of insight around that. So specifically, this is after, you know, you've learned more about what's going on in their business, that they're frustrated with, and you've identified what they would like to be achieving or what they would like to have their business at in terms of maybe revenues or number of clients or, you know, just whatever the marker is there. And you've identified some areas based on your perception that are creating these challenges and holding them back. And then, so that time, then when you transition to, well, this is my program, this is how I work with you, correct?
Right.
So that specific area. Yeah. You know, you're not alone in feeling a challenge or a little bobble in that area, because the initial conversation is quite easy, right? It's just conversational and being curious and listening and asking thoughtful questions. And then, like, all of a sudden, okay, well, here's how I work with people. You know, it feels awkward to just, like, bam, you know, shift to that. And that's what tends to create that feeling of maybe salesy or something like that. So one of the easy ways to transition, to set that up, is to recap as what you've assessed as being really the roadblocks that are preventing them from having that thriving business, and reconnect with their desire, you know, what ultimately they want their business to be looking like, feeling like, as far as how they're running it, what it, you know, what it's producing, what it's generating, you know, reconnect with that and why. And then quite frankly, just simply say, well, do you have a game plan in place to overcome these challenges so that you can have a business that looks like this? And, you know, not knowing how you set up your conversation or what the intention is of this enrollment conversation, but right there, it just opens up the conversation to, well, I was trying this and it wasn't working, or they'll just simply say, no, I don't have a game plan. I have no clue how to solve these challenges. And then, you know, just simply roll in, I have a couple different thoughts here as to how we could team up together to solve that or to create that type of a business for you. And then you just roll right into a package or a program or something that, you know, you have in your thoughts that would fully support them where they're at with their business and what they're looking for.
So I love that question. I love that question. Do you have a game plan in place?
Right. Yeah. It just provides that little transition that engages the person instead of just, okay, switching gears. Mm-hmm. let me grab another gear here and we'll take this off ramp. You know, all of a sudden I was like, woo. So yeah, it just creates more of a flow.
Right.
All right. Well, great. Hopefully that will provide you with just a feeling of more ease and transitioning to that really important part of the enrollment conversation, because that's in essence how people learn what it looks like, you know, to team up with you and how you have created the process for them to be able to go from this state of, you know, frustration with their business to having a thriving, successful, soul aligned, profitable business. Perfect. All right. Fantastic. And, you know, Rebecca, I'm curious here about the impact of the pandemic. Now, I firmly believe we are, for the most of us, completely on the way out. There's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. Certain countries like, you know, Canada are still facing a lot of challenges, but for the most part, the world is coming out the other side. We're through the woods, if you will, but, you know, it has had a huge impact on businesses, business owners, entrepreneurs, in addition to everybody, you know, health and finances and, you know, all sorts of dynamics that have shifted because of the pandemic. But I'm curious here, what has the impact been of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Well, Wendy, I'll be really honest with you. When I started this coaching practice, it was right before the shutdowns of the pandemic hit in 2020. So yeah, it was kind of amazing timing, right?
Right.
What I was seeing then were, especially with the women that I talked to who had like the brick and mortar, the physical businesses, them having to close down or having to make some really major shifts in their businesses in order to remain open.
Right.
And also what I was seeing was that, and even it's still happening now, we've had this huge influx of people starting businesses because they were not able to work. So they're like, well, I need to do something. I need to make money. Let me figure something out. And so they've started selling something online or starting some kind of service, or maybe even expanding something they were doing on the side before, just because, you know, their job was at risk and their main source of income had been taken away. Mm-hmm. So even now I'm seeing a lot of people, now that things are opening back up, there are a lot of people who are like realizing that the job that they were in or the career that they had previously isn't what they want to do for the rest of their life. So now they're like, I don't want to go back to work. Now what? Right. You know, it's like, what can I do besides that? So that's really amazing when people realize that they have a dream beyond, you know, the career that they're in, and being able to kind of help them and guide them to see that come to life has been really inspiring for me too.
Right. Yeah. I can really see how it has been a huge wake-up call for a lot of people to start questioning, is this busy, do, you know, kind of routine, almost, for lack of a better word, treadmill or maze that they've been running through, suddenly the momentum stopped and people were able to kind of reconnect with, wow, maybe this isn't the thing. Maybe, you know, that thing that I sort of been putting off or afraid to launch, maybe now is the time. So yeah, I can see how the work that you do has really been and continues to be really valuable work. So, well, Rebecca, how do you work with women who want to finally create thriving, soul-aligned businesses? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things that is really important to me is that my clients are really connected to their purpose. And for some of them, they've never even thought about that before. But for some of them, they may have an idea, but they're not really sure, you know, how to go about getting connected with that purpose. So that's really where we start. We start off doing some inner work, figuring out like, what is my truest life purpose? What is that deep purpose in my soul? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. And we do some work to really clarify that. And then there's a bit of mindset work involved because that there's some shifts created when you start to live in alignment with that purpose. Right. We do some of that. And then it's really all about whether they have a business in place, infusing that purpose into their already existing business, or if they're brand new, creating a business that allows them to live that purpose full time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that makes a lot of sense in just starting with that foundation. It almost sounds silly that people would start a business without thinking, well, what is my purpose? What is my why? And why am I here? And what am I best at? But that happens all the time. We as a society aren't necessarily prompted to connect with our own sense of purpose. We, like I think I mentioned in your intro, you know, get into this whole American way of, you know, you go to college, you get a good job, you work that job, regardless of how you feel, you work that job, do your job, and then you retire. And that's kind of detached, that's possibly from a sense of purpose. It's mostly aligned with a skill set. Mm-hmm. And so, exactly. Yeah, so I love the very foundational level, and then to understand that, of course, there's some mindset work to be done because we have to go contrary to maybe some of this programming that's been occurring over the years for generations upon generations. And then infusing that with clarity around what business is going to be that perfect alignment. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, if they'd like to schedule a free strategy session with me, they can do that on my website. It's RebeccaWM.com/discover. And I just like to spell my name because I spell Rebecca a little different. It's RebeccaWM.com/discover. And if they'd like to join, I have a free group on Facebook, which caters to women entrepreneurs. That is called the Visionary Women Entrepreneurs Group.
Okay, fantastic. So your website is RebeccaWM.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have lots of great things on your website. Tell more about the work that you do, but they can also schedule a strategy session with you. So yes. That is RebeccaWM.com/discover, correct?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
And what's involved in this strategy session? Is this complimentary or is there a fee for this?
It is a complimentary session.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That is very generous. So what are you able to do in this strategy session?
So we go over just where the person is at, what struggles they're having in their business. And, you know, we will usually discover at least one or two steps that they can walk away with to really take them out of that struggle and moving forward to what they desire.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, no, that's great. That sounds like it's a very valuable time with you. So that's very generous. So thank you for offering that. And then on Facebook, you have a Facebook group. And I think I grabbed the name. It's the Visionary Women.
Visionary Women Entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Is the name of the group.
Uh-huh. Okay. Visionary Women Entrepreneurs. Okay. And that is a private Facebook group?
It is a private group.
Okay. So I can request to join that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you pop into that group and provide some of your expertise and wisdom.
I do. I come in and do a live discussion or training once a week at least. And then usually every month or so, we'll do like a 3 to 5 day workshop where I'm also live then. And then we also share strategies and techniques with each other, with all the women in the group.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Well, that sounds like it's a fun group to participate in. So, all right. And so that's, I'll spell the, your URL again, Rebecca WM. So that's RebekahWM.com. Correct?
Yes.
All right.
That's perfect.
Fantastic. Well, Rebecca, you've already shared some really, truly golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, okay. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, one thing that I firmly believe is that we all have the ability to achieve anything that we put our mind to. And so if you're coming across any doubt or struggle, don't stop, keep going. Take some time to focus on you and do some work inside, like what really makes you happy, what brings you joy, and is there a way you can bring that into your business? Because that will really pull out that fulfillment and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And obviously that is the essence of your work.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So this question was almost designed perfectly for you, because that is really what you do with entrepreneurs, is help them create that soul alignment with their zone of genius and the vision that they have. Well, Rebecca, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early awareness of wanting to do life coaching to the path that you took in terms of building an e-commerce business that led you into creating some true mastery around the skills of branding and marketing. And then, you know, being able to combine those two, the life coaching with the business coaching, and now to this impactful work you're doing as a life and business coach, helping women build thriving, soul-aligned businesses that are not only fulfilling, but they're highly profitable as well. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Wendy. I truly appreciate being here today.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Rebecca Welch Moorhead through her website, and that is RebekahWM.com, and join her Facebook group, Visionary Women Entrepreneurs. There we go. I think I got that right. Correct? Okay. Fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Rebecca Welch Moorhead. And as always, here's to your success.